I'd like to welcome you back to Old Astaf and Practice Series. So what makes a woman Anida? The Gemara in today's Daf, Nida Daf Zin Zayin, addresses this most basic and fundamental question of all of Hilchos Nida. What makes a woman Anida? The Mishnah talks about the concept of a kesem, of a stain, and there are distinctions, there are halachic differences between a woman who is Anida and a woman who just stands. The Gemara addresses this question by quoting the name of Shmuel, that in order for a woman to become Anida, she has to have a hargasha. She has to have a physical sensation. Now, Armish is talking about a kesem, a woman who stands without having such a physical sensation. And what is this physical sensation? There are different opinions. The halacha, we say that there are broadly three different physical sensations. One of them is psichas pi amakar, the opening, a sensation of feeling, the opening of the uterus. Another one is quoting from the Rambam of Zazua Haguf, a trembling of the body. And the third one, in fact, is a machlokes among the poskim, and the Yehuda and Chasam Sofer discuss this idea of zivas davar lach, a feeling, a sensation of a flow of liquid. Now, where the sensation has to be, it certainly has to be in the vaginal canal. Perhaps it has to be already from the cervix, sensation of the blood leaving the uterus, passing through the cervix. But already 300 years ago, the Maharsha Shach, quoted by the Shev Yaakov, points out that there were many women who never had such hargashas. They never had any of these physical sensations. And the fact is that there are barely any women nowadays that claim to have such physical sensations. And therefore the question has to be addressed. Does that mean that no women today are nidas d'oraisa? They would only have the status of a kesem with all the leniencies that come along with that? The Aruch HaShulchan in Tzum Kuf Pei Gimel has an approach which is in fact adopted by Moshe Feinstein, Migris Moshe Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Zayin, that although women, when they have their period, aren't consciously aware that they had such a hargasha, that they had this physical sensation, there's an assumption that a woman has a regular period and there's a flow. We have to be concerned that there was in fact a hargasha. And that's why we treat every woman that has a period as a nida d'oraisa. But there's another approach to explain why today's women, when they have their period, are in fact nida d'oraisa, not just considered a balas kesem, which would only be a nida d'rabanan. That is, until now we were under the impression that when we say that in order for a woman to become a nida d'oraisa, you have to have a hargash, you have to have this physical sensation, it was understanding that the physical sensation, the hargasha, was the siba, why a woman is nida d'oraisa. It was the reason why a woman is nida d'oraisa. And therefore, absent that cause, absent that siba, a woman wouldn't be able to be a nida d'oraisa. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan explained that even though the women aren't consciously aware that they're having the hargasha, there's this assumption that the cause is there, and the effect being that women are nida d'oraisa. Rav Eliashiv, the Parle Simonim earlier, argue that in fact this requirement that there be hargasha, this physical sensation, isn't a siba, isn't the cause of why a woman is nida d'oraisa, but rather it's a simen. It's an indication. What's it an indication of? It's an indication of a woman's regular period. And therefore, even if a woman nowadays doesn't have such a hargasha, doesn't have a physical sensation, that doesn't indicate to us that it's not a regular period. And therefore, although historically, when absent such a hargasha, that would indicate that it's not a regular period and therefore would only be considered a kesem and therefore only a nida d'rabanan, contemporary women, that even when they have their regular periods, don't have a hargasha, that wouldn't negate their being a nida d'oraisa. Because all you really need is a regular period. However, one of the great struggles that poskim have to deal with today is what constitutes a regular period. Sometimes a woman could have a very large stain, or perhaps stain consistently for a long period of time. Perhaps that's considered a real period. This is relevant very much so for nursing women, for women on birth control pills, and other situations in which perhaps the norm for them is to have a very extremely light period. Maybe that's considered a regular period for her. And consequentially, even though it was a light period, she would still have the status of a nida d'oraisa and all the leniencies of ksamim wouldn't apply for her.